For the second day in a row, much of the region is under the gun for potential severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, with damaging winds and very heavy rain being the primary threat. A flash flood watch has been issued for much of the region through this evening, as the storms will have ample energy and moisture to work with. The showers and storms will begin to taper off overnight as the cold front moves through and clears the region. Now, that being said, there may still be a threat of heavy rain overnight, with Hurricane Arthur moving up the coast and perhaps slowing down the front. Arthur does look like it will stay far enough east of the area to have little direct impact upon our weather outside of perhaps slowing down that cold front and perhaps feeding some extra moisture into the showers moving through. For Independence Day, some lingering showers will be possible for the first half of the day before high pressure begins to build in from the lower Great Lakes region and Arthur pulls away, helping to promote a northwesterly flow and pull in cooler and drier air and clear out the skies. By fireworks time, we should have mainly clear skies and cooler, less humid conditions. Beyond that, it looks like we're headed for our sixth rain-free weekend in a row. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. From the National Hurricane Center, as of 11 a.m., here's the details on Hurricane Arthur. Centered now at 32.4 degrees north and 78.5 degrees west, about 260 miles southwest of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and about 110 miles south-southwest of Cape Fear, North Carolina. Arthur is moving toward the north-northeast at 10 miles an hour. A turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected, followed by a further increase in forward speed tonight and Friday. On the forecast track, the core of Arthur is expected to approach the coast of North Carolina in the hurricane warning area tonight. Data from the latest NOAA and Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate maximum sustained winds have increased to near 90 miles an hour with some higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 24 hours, and Arthur is expected to be a Category 2 hurricane when it passes over or near the North Carolina coast. Arthur is forecasted to begin weakening Friday night and become post-tropical on Saturday. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 25 miles from the center of the system, and tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 115 miles from the center. For those traveling across the northeast tomorrow on Independence Day in New York City, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 80. In Boston, showers likely, then showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. Some storms could produce heavy rain, areas of dense fog before noon as well, highs in the upper 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s. Here's the latest regional forecast. A flash flood watch is in effect for all areas through this evening. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls, showers and thunderstorms are likely this evening. Then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Some storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the evening, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Independence Day, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, cooler with highs in the mid-70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, showers and thunderstorms this evening, then showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Some storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall during the evening, humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the 4th of July, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of showers, highs in the upper 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Harry, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly in the evening. Some storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, humid with lows in the lower 60s. For the 4th of July, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Some storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the evening, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the 4th of July, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, showers and thunderstorms this evening, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Some storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the evening, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the 4th of July, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, cooler with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.